"Anyhow," the harpooner said, "I'm as hungry as all Hades, and dinner or breakfast, not one puny meal has arrived." "Mr. Land," I answered, "we have to adapt to the schedule on board, and I imagine our stomachs are running ahead of the chief cook's dinner bell." "Well, then, we'll adjust our stomachs to the chef's timetable," Conseil replied serenely. "There you go again, Conseil, my friend," the impatient Canadian shot back. "You never allow yourself any displays of bile or attacks of nerves. You're everlastingly calm. You'd say your after-meal grace even if you didn't get any food for your before-meal blessing, and you'd starve to death rather than complain."
"What good would it do?" Conseil asked.
"Complaining doesn't have to do good, it just feels good. And if these pirates, I say pirates out of consideration for the professor's feelings since he doesn't want us to call them cannibals, if these pirates think they're going to smother me in this cage without hearing what cuss words spice up my outburst, they've got another thing coming. Look here, Professor Aronnax, speak frankly. How long do you figure they'll keep us in this iron box?"